Well, this morning we're joined here on the phone by Teresa Zilk, who is with COVID Recovery Iowa. We want to talk about some of the services that are provided through this program that was created through a grant process to help out Iowans in need working through the COVID issues. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you so much. Can you talk about the origins of COVID Recovery Iowa?
Sure. We began in May, I would say late May. We received funding from FEMA, and COVID Recovery Iowa is managed through the Iowa Department of Human Services. So we've been, like I said, we've been going since, I would say, late May, and we'll continue the program until June of 2021.
Sure. Now, it's funded through a grant, but is it kind of a set program? Are there similar programs like this around the country that you pattern yourself after, or are you guys able to kind of morph as you go depending upon the needs of folks?
So I'll take that question this way. There are other programs around the country like this. And I will tell you that we've been very innovative and creative with what we've done. So all the other programs are patterning themselves after what we've done here in Iowa. So Iowa is leading this work in pandemic work and pandemic counseling that we're doing. So Iowa is actually leading the work. So we are the model for the rest of the nation as to how this should be done.
Well, very good. It's nice to be a trendsetter.
Something positive, yes.
That's right. Well, but, you know, we kind of always talk about how, you know, in Iowa, we're here in the middle of the country where we're pretty level-headed folks. And, you know, we like to think we can blast our way through just about anything that comes our way. We're pretty resilient. But this has gone on for a while, and it's hit folks in some cases very hard in different ways.
So a lot of what we do is we deal with the mental health aspects of the pandemic. While we are aware that numbers are going up for folks, you know, becoming infected with COVID, we look at the mental health impacts of that. So we serve Iowans in all 99 counties. If you are feeling stress, if you are feeling depression, or just any way that's out of your normal way of feeling, we're here to talk with you about it. And we can provide you with resources to counselors in your area. If it's something that we can't handle, we can also provide you with resources and supports for financial and housing assistance. We don't give any of that, but we certainly can provide you with referrals and resources to that. But a big part of what we do is mental health counseling. And the way that we do that is you can go to our website, www.covidrecovery.org. And you can fill out the little form that's there, and somebody will give you a call back. If you don't want to call back and you feel like you want to talk to somebody face-to-face, then we are able to work with you over Zoom and do it virtually. We also have a host of support groups and activities that people can take advantage of online through our different Facebook groups and things that we have. And we're also on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, I was amazed at the Facebook presence that you guys seem to have with all kinds of different types of things geared depending upon the services needed.
Yeah, we do. We have support groups for like anxiety, if you're experiencing that. We have groups for folks that are looking for workforce resources. We also have really specific resources for folks who are from the ag and farming community. So we work with Iowa State Extensions, and they do some programming with us and for us. So we have things like Stress on the Farm. We have something called QPR, and that deals specifically with farmers who, or farm families, or anybody who works in ag that might have someone in their life who may be dealing with suicidal issues. So we cover a gamut of things.
Yeah, we focus so much with a pandemic like this on the medical side and the health needs of folks, but there are the mm-hmm. mental health needs too, and that runs through home, it runs through work, it runs through all of our life daily activities.
Exactly. It touches every dimension of our lives, you know, and, you know, none of us could have predicted that it would go on so long. So, you know, most of us have had to kind of adjust to a new normal. So we have a different way that we have to do things. And so we have to adjust to that. And that can be quite a stretch and a strain on us, right? So some people may have lost their jobs. Sometimes we're having to get used to working from home. We're not used to working from home. It's just a variety of things. Mm-hmm. And we really encourage people to give us a call. And if they want to call us, you know, they can call us at our Iowa Concern line, which is 1-800-447-1985. We also have a warm line, and that's 844-775-9276. And if you've got any Spanish speakers out there, we also have a Spanish line, and that's 541-800-3687.
You know, one of the things about Iowans, Teresa, is we tend to be pretty self-sufficient and be a little hesitant sometimes to ask for help. So is it important for an organization like yours to reach out to folks?
Yeah, and part of us coming on the radio, and we've been, and you know, written about in the newspapers and everything, is really to ramp up our ability to do outreach and just be able to talk directly to folks. In normal times, I would say when we've done our crisis counseling, whether it's been because of a flood or a tornado or something like that, we've been able to go door to door. We normally go door to door, knocking on doors and talking to people. So this is a whole way, mm-hmm. a whole different way that we've had to do the counseling that we normally do.
Yeah, not as targeted as sometimes the FEMA programs tend to be.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, so we've had to learn to, we too have had to adjust the work that we do in order to be able to try and reach people.
Well, that's why it's kind of nice that you reached out initially to organizations like the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. They already have a network in place. They have specialists.
Right.
They understand
right.
Iowans. You know, why not partner?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very good. So now, if folks want to find the services, I know you talked about the telephone lines. We talked a little bit about those Facebook groups that you have out there. How do they find the online presence?
Well, all they have to do, they can, the first thing they can do is they can go to the website, www.covidrecoveryiowa.org. If you go to Facebook, you can just type in COVID Recovery Iowa, and it'll come up, and you can go right to the Facebook page. If you don't want to do that, you can find us on Instagram. Again, just type in COVID Recovery Iowa. We come up. We're also on Twitter. So same thing, type in COVID Recovery Iowa and we'll come up.
You've got us surrounded.
Yeah. We're trying. We're really proud of the work that we do. We want to help more Iowans. And the goal is to spread the word to all 99 counties.
Sure.
So trying to reach as many people as we can. And if anybody has any ideas that they'd like to contribute, of maybe a different way that we can do it that we haven't thought of, we'd love to hear that too.
Great. Just to recognize the need and recognize the need to reach out if that's where you are at this particular time, and know that there are people out there who are trained and can point you in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Give us those telephone numbers again, Teresa, one more time, would you?
Sure. So you can call the Iowa Concern Hotline. That's 800-447-1985. The Warm Line, which is 844-775-9276. And then we have a Spanish line, 541-806-3687.
Very good. They are there for you. Teresa Zilk, part of the FEMA sponsored COVID Recovery Iowa program. If you need the assistance, know that there are people there to help. Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you.